struggle to manage. Discovering mindfulness can be a game changer for those feeling overwhelmed by stress. By focusing on the present moment and approaching challenges with openness and curiosity, mindfulness offers a path to inner peace and contentment. Whether it's dealing with personal issues or work-related pressures, mindfulness provides a way to tackle them head-on. It's like having a secret weapon to unlock happiness, no matter how you define it. Studying and practicing mindfulness leads people to discover what truly matters to them and enhances their ability to handle challenges and find satisfaction. Simplified for clarity. When people talk about knowing their problems, they usually mean they think about them a lot. But just thinking doesn't always fix things. Often, they end up just trying to avoid thinking about their problems altogether, which can make things worse. They might distract themselves or work harder to escape. But these responses can create even more problems. Mindfulness offers a different approach. It helps people face problems without being hard on themselves. Instead, they learn to be kind, even when things seem tough. Mindfulness teaches how to spot and stop harmful thinking habits that make them unhappy. For example, Glenn isn't keen on leading meetings, but when his boss tasks him with it, he can't say no. The morning of the meeting, he wakes up feeling nervous. He's worried he'll mess things up somehow. Despite his fretting, he heads to the office, still feeling uneasy. Running the meeting, he's plagued by the fear that everyone will find him filled with anxiety, so he ends it prematurely. Now, he's stressing over what to tell his boss about not covering everything on the agenda. Problem-solving mode. When you're faced with a problem, your brain kicks into gear to figure out how to fix it. It's like comparing where you are now with where you want to be. This helps you plan out what steps to take to get there. Whether it's redoing your house or planning a book, this way of thinking helps you handle tough tasks. Usually, this logical approach works like a charm. But sometimes, it just falls flat. You keep trying to change things, even when it's clear it won't work. That's when you need to step back and accept things as they are. By being mindful, you can learn to make peace with situations you can't change. And that can help you make changes in a more balanced way. Psychological traps. Relying on old problem-solving methods can land you in tricky mental traps. But there's a way out, mindfulness. It helps you sidestep these traps and see things. 1. Rumination. Overthinking about the meeting didn't do Glenn any favors. Psychologists have a term for this, rumination. But for Glenn, it just made things worse. The more he dwelled on the meeting and imagined everything going wrong, the more anxious and upset he became. When people find themselves constantly dwelling on their troubles, replaying past mistakes, or worrying about future failures, it's like being stuck in a loop that leads nowhere. The more they mull over their sadness or anger, the deeper they sink into negativity. It's as if they're spinning their wheels but not making any progress. This pattern, known as rumination, can cloud their minds, making it difficult to recall happier moments or focus on moving forward. It's a psychological trap that keeps them trapped in a cycle of discontent. However, there's a way out. Thinking too much about a problem might seem like a good idea, but it can backfire. Sure, dwelling on something can distract you from feeling bad in the moment, but if someone hurts your feelings, you might get all worked up about it instead. But in the long run, constantly feeding your anger could stop you from seeing your part in the issue or fixing it. If you keep replaying upsetting situations over and over in your head, you won't be able to figure out how to make things better. Streamline plan. The 13th century Persian poet Rumi wrote a poem called The Guest House. Imagine you're running a small hotel where guests come and go. Sometimes, these guests can be a bit much, like those who won't stop talking about their strong opinions. You can't just kick them out, so you listen politely, take care of their needs, and then get back to your stuff. Now, think of your thoughts and feelings as these guests. Some of them might bother you, like when you keep putting yourself down with negative self-talk. But here's the trick, treat those thoughts like troublesome guests. Listen to them, acknowledge them, and then let them pass through without letting them bring you down. It's about learning to deal with the stuff that bothers you in a calm and collected way, just like managing a guest house. How to stop rumination. When you catch yourself overthinking, acknowledge those critical thoughts. Be mindful of when you're starting to get overly critical or evaluative. If you find yourself worrying while doing something like driving or washing dishes, shift your focus back to the sensations of the activity itself, like the water running over your hands or the feel of the steering wheel. If you're at home and start fretting, switch your attention to a different task that gives you a sense of accomplishment. Whenever those overthinking thoughts creep back in, be kind to yourself and redirect your attention back to what you're doing right now. 2. Avoidance. Glenn thought about telling his boss he felt too sick to lead the meeting, but instead, he took a sneakier approach. He buried himself in his notes, avoiding eye contact with his coworkers. When he noticed someone yawning, he assumed everyone was bored. Psychologists have delved into a fascinating discovery: the harder we try to push certain thoughts away, the more they persist. Whether it's worrying about intimidating people or fretting over nerve-wracking situations, attempting to suppress these thoughts initially feels like a relief. However, over time, this strategy can backfire, making things worse instead of better. It's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. The more you resist, the stronger force pushing it back up. Track thoughts to recognize avoidance, confront it directly, and initiate change. Keeping a record of your thoughts on a worksheet can help you recognize when you're avoiding something. Having it written down can clarify why you're choosing to avoid it, giving insight into its potential harm in the future. Identifying these patterns helps you understand why avoidance seems like a good idea and sheds light on its consequences down the road. Confronting avoidance head-on is key. Instead of dodging what you're trying to avoid, take a good look at it. Understand how you're avoiding things, like pushing away tough situations or thoughts. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just pay attention to what you're doing. Once you're aware of your actions, you can start changing how you think. 3. Emotion-driven behavior. Letting emotions guide your actions can lead to hasty decisions with unforeseen consequences. When troubled, it's tempting to act impulsively to feel better, like cutting a meeting short when it seems people aren't interested. This might briefly provide relief, but it often takes worries about what might happen next. The fluctuation of tides. Human emotions are like the tides of the sea, constantly shifting and changing. Each person experiences emotions differently. Some feel them strongly, while others more subtly. These emotions impact both the mind and body uniquely, even though facial expressions often stay similar for feelings like happiness, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, and surprise. When you feel scared, your body reacts by tensing up and your heart starts racing. You might feel the urge to run away from whatever is scaring you or to stay calm and think things through. Your emotions act as signals, like a built-in alarm system. Fear warns you of potential danger, while feeling annoyed might mean someone is trying to take advantage of you. If you feel guilty, it could mean you've treated someone unfairly. Paying attention to these signals can help you constructively handle fear. Practice mindful acceptance of emotions. Understanding and managing your emotions is crucial for navigating life effectively. While emotions are deeply ingrained in human evolution, they can sometimes lead to trouble, especially when they hijack your reactions without conscious thought. Imagine facing an attack in the jungle. Emotional impulses could serve you well. However, in situations like giving a speech or acing a job interview, staying calm is key, though your body might still tense up in preparation for conflict. To tackle this, start by acknowledging your emotions. A simple worksheet can be a powerful tool. Whenever you experience intense emotions, take note of what triggered them, how strongly you felt, and what thoughts ran through your mind. Pay attention to how your body reacted and what impulses arose. Did you feel compelled to say or do something? If you acted, record it. If you held back, note that too. Also, be aware of any secondary emotions like self-criticism or regret. If overwhelming emotions leave you wondering about mindfulness, remember its purpose: to observe without judgment. Mindful acceptance doesn't mean ignoring problems, it's about understanding them better. Next time you experience an urge, like scratching your nose, observe it closely. Notice if the desire intensifies or fades. If you decide to act, do so with mindful attention, focusing on each movement. 4. Self-criticism. Glenn often finds himself stuck in a cycle of self-criticism, branding himself with harsh labels like idiot when things don't go as planned. This habit, ingrained over many years, doesn't just sting, it saps his motivation and delays his progress. Instead of moving forward, he's weighed down by negative feelings, making it harder to tackle tasks or ask for help. This pattern of self-criticism is a slippery slope, trapping him in a loop of doubt and hesitation. Understand the acceptance. In dealing with tough emotions, it's crucial to face them head-on without trying to change or ignore them. Many times, we're taught to believe that negative feelings are bad and should be pushed away, but accepting them brings two big benefits. Firstly, it helps us avoid getting stuck in harmful patterns like overthinking, avoiding problems, acting impulsively, or being too hard on ourselves. Secondly, accepting our emotions can make it easier to tackle challenges, like quitting smoking or getting into a regular exercise routine. Key points. 1. Mindfulness empowers individuals to face challenges with kindness and clarity, creating inner peace and resilience. 2. Recognize and break free from harmful thinking patterns like rumination to avoid being trapped in cycles of negativity. 3. Mindful acceptance of emotions enables constructive responses, steering away from impulsive decisions driven by fleeting feelings. 4. Confront avoidance behaviors by understanding their underlying causes and initiating positive change. 5. Shift from problem-solving mode to accepting acceptance when circumstances cannot be changed, creating adaptability and balance. 6. Treat critical self-talk like troublesome guests in a guest house, acknowledging them without letting them dictate emotions and actions. 7. Practice mindfulness to cultivate a calm and collected approach to handling difficult thoughts and emotions, enhancing overall well-being and personal growth.